Dear friends, what a privilege and honor it is to share some brief words of comfort for the family of Donna and to all of her friends and church community. What a special person she was here at the church. I've been at the church for 10 years here at Peace and really loved the connection I had with Donna. You know, in a lot of ways, Donna's life and Donna's, just who she was, it relates to the man that's described here in John chapter 5. It was described Jesus' miracle here. This man was paralyzed, the text says, for 38 years. And you guys chose this reading. All he needed to do was just get down to that pool, which they've actually discovered in Jerusalem. They've discovered it archaeologically. The pool of Bethesda. All he needed really was to go down just a few steps from where he was seated, we believe, to just dip the waters. He was so close to being healed, but as we know, he was stuck for 38 years. I think all of us here this morning can relate to that feeling of being stuck for different reasons. Stuck because of life circumstances have just turned out the way that they have. Stuck because we're experiencing discouragement this year, maybe the same kind of discouragement that we had 10 years ago, and we're kind of stuck. Stuck because we just can't kick a bad habit, whatever it is. I think Donna could relate to this feeling of being stuck. One thing's very clear that I need to communicate, and I think everyone knows this. Donna never complained. She never was a victim. She never listed her troubles. I never heard that from Donna. But I have to believe she did feel stuck at times. She couldn't maneuver in certain ways to see people. There were times when her brain, as you said, her IQ, really sharp, really sharp. But sometimes the words didn't come out as fast as the brain, and so I can imagine that was a stuck kind of feeling. And stuck with some of the losses she felt with the people that were very close to her. She could relate to that. But today's a celebration of life for Donna. We're happy here today, and I'll tell you why specifically. The same words that Jesus spoke to this man, John chapter 5, we believe that Jesus has spoken over her entire life. Not three words, but three phrases. Here they are. Stand up, take up your mat, walk. Let's unpack that for a second and apply it to Donna's life. First off, stand up. I think what that word, what Jesus was getting at, was persevere, show some effort. Boy, Donna persevered in life. I think we can all take to heart how she stood up in life. As I read, she didn't start walking until she was 4 years old because of the operation to remove her from her mother's womb. She walked, though, and she walked well in her mid-20s and all the way up until probably, her late 50s? And she did it. She persevered. She stood up. Donna had, from what I understand, I didn't know her during this time period, but she relied on a three-wheeled bicycle, and she'd navigate town, going in and out, going to the grocery store. That's how she got around. How many of you knew her when she had the three-wheeled bicycle? Yeah, some of you knew that? That three-wheeled bicycle was stolen three times at least. Ugh. She never gave up. She persevered. She figured a way out to get to places. In a car, on a bicycle, however it was, she persevered. Donna worked until she was 70 years old. She didn't want to be reliant on anybody else. That was important to her. She wanted to work. When she needed to be more confined to a motorized wheelchair in 2001, she still worked for 15 years. Made it and worked, and it was a joy for her. See, she persevered. And she also had some people that helped her in life that I just want to recognize here just for a brief moment. First off, the hero of her life was her mother, I heard. Her mother was very dear to her. John was a hero too. Brother John, hero. Jim, her companion in life, he took care of her. And Homer helped her with the housing situation. And Janet helped out as well in the last few years and got her around to different places. Through all the people that helped Donna, she lost some of those helpers that got her along. Her mom, Homer, Jim. Those losses must have been deep in her heart, but she stood up. She persevered. Amazing. She had good days, she had bad days, but she really did persevere. So, first off, Donna stood up. Secondly, pick up your mat. Pick up your mat. To me, that means make a break from your past. To me, that means there's victory for you in your life. Why did Jesus say those words to this man? Jesus could have said, just move on and you're healed, no problem. But he did say, pick up your mat. I think there's a reason why. And that's because Jesus wanted the man to know that there was a trophy for him, a victory over his struggle in the past.